Hello and welcome to the Greg Fearon podcast with your host, Greg Fearon. And today, in this mini episode, I want to talk to you about my $200 podcast and how it relates to your weight, your health, everything. So the other day, I paid £163, which is $200, to listen to a podcast. What? That's crazy. And here's the thing, and this is how it's going to, I'm going to tell you how it's going to relate to your weight, health, goals in a second. So there's someone I followed for a long time. I've really admired her work and what she talks about, and I've always wanted to learn because it helps me in my goals. And she put out a podcast, and it was really funny actually, because she put this out before, and it was about $100 then. And at that point, I thought I was a bit crazy. Like, a podcast you can get anywhere. So I followed her, listened to her content, all the rest of it. And I realized that the stuff she says is powerful. Like, it's stuff that I want to learn, develop, get better at. So I finally said, yeah, I'm making a move. I'm going to invest in that podcast. Most people would be like, Greg, you are crazy. And if you listen to this, you probably think I am. Why would you spend £163 on a podcast? Like, yeah, why would you do that? It doesn't make sense. I can get a podcast anywhere. But this isn't a general podcast. This is virtual coaching. It's brilliant. And when it comes to your health, fitness, and all those goals, the reason why many people don't actually achieve it is because their goal isn't actually that valuable to them. Like, let's be honest, weight loss is not the best goal. We know it. We know that if someone goes on intentional weight loss, it generally fails most of the time. There are different reasons for that, and I can go into those in different episodes, but this is really, really important. The goal of weight loss is actually not that important. If you're a boxer, a weightlifter, and you've got a specific goal to meet for your event, of course, it can be massively important. But for most people, weight loss isn't really the goal. You think it is, but the ones that fail often, it's because they're just so hung up on the scale weight, which is why I don't work with those people, okay? I've had many people approach me and say, Greg, I need to lose weight. And I'll ask more questions because I want to get deep and understand what's really going on for you and what you really, really want. And the ones who are like, yeah, Greg, I just want to get the scale off, and they go to Weight Watchers, they go to Slimming World. And I'm like, well, do you want lasting change? Do you want the energy to perform the best at your role so you can make more money, get paid, a better promotion, have a better relationship with your family, create more memories, have adventure holidays rather than just lying on the beach holidays? Like, if there's something to improve your life, then we can work. If your goal is, I just want to lose weight, then I'm going to be honest, we can't work together. Because you're not going to be invested enough in that goal. Honest to the truth, you won't. And it will go to the bottom of the pile every time. And this is where this 163 pounds a year podcast came in. It was for me that this subject is so important to me that I was gladly invest that money just to listen to the podcast. Like, I want to work with this lady long term. And she charges like 10 grand for private coaching. So one day I will be there, because it's a big enough goal, vision, pull for me to get there. And one of the first things we do in the Empowered Body Method is we go, right, what are your goals? And then we take it a level up and say, what are your dreams? What's going to get you out of bed when it's a little bit dark and you don't feel like training? what's going to make you, eat a good wholesome meal when you've had a long day at the office or at work and you fancy a takeaway. Because those are the moments that those big things you invested in help you keep going forward. So if your goal is just weight loss, then we ain't going to work together. However, if your dream is as big as a thing to make you invest in a £163, $200 podcast, then we can work and you're more likely to succeed. Simple as that. So, the question you got to ask yourself after this episode is, what do I want? What do I really, really, really want? And no, this is not a Spice Girl song. But if that goal doesn't bring some emotion to your body, does it make you smile? Does it make you get excited? You're always going to struggle on the weight loss wheel of life. So, just to finish off this episode, soon I'll be releasing my latest workshop masterclass called Body Confidence Now. If you're interested, I would do this. Grab my 7-day meal plan in the links attached to this, and then you'll be the first people to know about that workshop. All right. So I look forward to speaking to you soon on the next episode. Bye for now.